Major tech conference starts in Vancouver today. It is called the Web Summit, and speakers at the event include the CEO of Blue Sky and the vice president of Microsoft as well. Vancouver is going to play host to the conference for the next 3 years, in fact. And while the government of BC and the city of Vancouver have played significant roles bringing it here, much like the Olympics, it does not come without controversy. And to help us unpack all of that, we're joined by DigiBC's executive director. Locke Dow is with us this morning, and DigiBC is a nonprofit that supports the province's creative technology and media ecosystem. Good morning to you, Locke.
Good morning, Stephen.
Thanks for being with us. I understand you've been involved in getting this conference to Vancouver for the next 3 years. Here we are, day one. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really excited. It's been, we actually had a pre-event yesterday where we were able to take investors and visitors from our sector around. So we toured them alongside the life sciences and clean tech sectors all over the region, took them into our companies and studios. So for us, it was pretty incredible to see their eyes when we took them to Industrial Light and Magic and showed them, you know, the near 1,000 person studio that exists here in downtown Vancouver. And we showed them Kabam, Industrial Light and Magic, well, you know, best known for, you know, Star Wars.
Yeah.
But then Kabam, one of our, you know, star video game studios that's headquartered here, that that, you know, makes one of the biggest games, mobile games in the world. And yeah, their eyes popped open. You know, the people just aren't aware of some of the gems we have here.
The city of Vancouver and both the provincial and federal governments have been involved in getting the conference to this town. Why is this considered such a big get for BC?
We in our sector, we normally go around the world to really, you know, do meetings and do deals and to look for publishing and distribution. And so we go to the US, we go to Europe, and we go to Asia. So we've never had something like this where people come here at this scale. So this is a first for us, and we're really excited to be able to, you know, one of the things that in having it come here that we really advocated for was for it to reflect the West Coast and to really shine a light on our creative sector and our creative industries and, of course, creative technology. So we actually got one of our leaders here who was born and went to school here and is the leader for EA here, Natalie Altshuler, the COO of EA Sports. She's on the main stage, and that's never happened before. So
Wow. This
is something that, yeah, that's, you know, so far, so good.
And some of the PR behind this event calls it the Olympic of Texas, of tech, rather. Is it really that big? Is that an exaggeration?
No, it's dizzying. And, you know, we're starting smaller here because, you know, we have less capacity than some other cities around the world. So, you know, they're promising 15,000 people, but we're hearing we're surpassing that already in year one. When it was Collision and I left Toronto, there was 35,000 people. And in the largest event that they run in Lisbon, they have 70,000 people a year. So it's an incredible number of business people, companies, investors coming that you just can't do otherwise.
And certainly Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim has a reputation for being supportive of the tech industry. What influence do you think he had in the efforts to get the conference here?
He was a big supporter in the bid to get it here. But I would say, you know, some of the main players in getting it here were the current Minister of Finance, Brenda Bailey, who really had a vision. She comes from a business and has a vision of the amount of business benefits this will bring. And then the federal government was involved as well. So PacificCan, the Regional Development Agency, they're actually the key funder in this. And then Invest Vancouver, which is part of the Metro Vancouver government. So it was really everyone came together and, you know, turns out to be a pretty good move given where we're at with the world and needing to seek new trade relationships around the world.
And there have been some people in the tech world who have been critical of the conference. The founder of the Canadian conference Startup Fest said that it would be, you know, better if public money was being spent on Canadian organizations. What do you make of that kind of criticism?
We need both. As you know, Stephen, we run Signals, the Creative Tech Expo, with the Vancouver Film Festival. Yeah. And, you know, our event can only draw 2,500 people. You know, we might bring in 100 to 200 people from around the world. this at this event, you know, at 15,000 to 20,000, you know, per year, we can't do that without, you know, and we need both, right? We need, we need to be able to shine a light at different ways, to have the smaller curation we do at Signals, and then, you know, a different kind of programming that we take from Signals. So they're actually both connected. What, you know, what we're doing here this year, it was, a lot of it was tested at Signals before. So I kind of see it as a kind of an ecosystem.
And Locke, what does Vancouver, what does BC get out of this?
We see investment coming for our companies. We're in this mode now where we have such a breadth of talent in our startups, not just in creative tech, right? Not just in video games. And, you know, we're the one of the largest VR AR hubs in the world, but for life sciences as well and clean tech. I think the opportunities for our companies to be able to expand, for our startups to get investment and to grow, it's much needed right now in every sector, and especially in the tech sector, which is, you know, the largest growing sector in the province. It's nice to have that as a complement to our natural resource sectors that we rely on so much.
Locke, it's great to hear you this morning. Thank you for taking the time with us, and good luck over the next few days.
Thank you, Stephen.
All right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Locke Dow, Executive Director of DigiBC.